Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Friday the 18th of November. Pope Benedict will soon be touching down in Africa for his three-day visit. Ahead of the trip, Rome Reports has put together this short report on what the Catholic Church does for Africa. The voice you hear in the middle of it is Monsignor Barthélemy Adekonu, the Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Culture and a native of Benin.
The Pope has described Africa as a type of spiritual lung. It's no surprise then that he's getting ready to visit the continent once again. After Asia, Africa is the most populated continent with just over 1 billion people. In fact, about 2,000 languages and dialects are spoken in Africa's 56 countries. The majority practice traditional African religions like animism. In North Africa, Islam is the main religion. Catholics make up roughly 17%, which adds up to about 165 million people. Africa is full of contrast, though. Despite its cultural riches, every year close to 1 million people die of malaria. Among them, 85% are children younger than five.
In social terms, the church is present in a very efficient way. Hospitals run by the church are always full, and it's not just because of the medical service, but also because of the heartfelt care and concern. There are several hospitals and clinics that do a lot with few resources.
The numbers speak for themselves. The church in Africa manages roughly 16,200 medical centers. They include 1,074 hospitals as well as 5,373 primary care centers and 186 facilities that care for people with leprosy. It also has a total of 1,279 clinics. They include 753 homes for the elderly and disabled, 979 orphanages, and 1,997 nurseries. Marriage counseling centers add up to about 1,590. There are also 2,947 social education centers. The Catholic Church has about 12,496 elementary schools, roughly 33,000 secondary schools, and close to 9,900 higher education centers. But Bishop Barthélemy Adekonu says the main challenge is higher education.
When it comes to education, the church has a clear success in building elementary and secondary schools, but there is a lack of universities, so those who want to study go elsewhere.
Despite its challenges, African leaders say they are optimistic about the future.
After praying the Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict praised the example of Father Karl Lampert, an Austrian priest who was killed by the Nazis in 1944 and beatified in his native country on the 13th of November. In the dark time of National Socialism, the Pope said, Father Lampert clearly understood the meaning of the words of St. Paul, "We do not belong to the night or to the darkness." During one interrogation which could have led to his release, he testified with conviction, "I love my church, I remain faithful to my church and to the priesthood. I am on Christ's side and I love his church." Father Lampert was a diocesan priest who worked as the vicar general of the Diocese of Innsbruck-Feldkirch in Austria. After the Nazi persecution began in full force in 1939, he was arrested three times for alleged activity against the state and was sent to the Dachau concentration camp. He was watched by the Gestapo and his phone calls and correspondence were under continual surveillance. In 1943, he was arrested, along with 40 others, and accused of high treason, espionage, undermining army morale, and aiding the enemy. Together with two other priests, Father Herbert Simile and Father Frederick Lorenz, he was beheaded on the 13th of November, 1944. He died speaking the names of Jesus and Mary. Last Monday, during a 40 Days for Life webcast, former Planned Parenthood manager Sue Thayer revealed how she ended up being fired by her former employer over a dispute about abortion and then led the recent 40 Days for Life campaign outside the very centre that she once managed for many years. A link to the full story, which is very much worth reading, is available on today's Catholic News Update post. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you again on Monday. God bless.